There's our old school bell, and when we hear that, we know it's time again for the Warren County Radio Bible School. You want to get your Bibles and turn to the book of 2 Kings, chapter 11. And what we are studying in this lesson is the closing years of the history of Judah, the southern kingdom of Israel. And here we're talking about Jehoiada's victory over Baal, Jehoiada being the priest, and how he spared a son of David and was later able to bring him forth and him to be king instead of that wicked king Athaliah. She had thought to slay her grandchildren so she could be queen and then impose upon Jerusalem and Israel the worship of Baal. But because of Jehoiada, that plan was foiled, and he had victory over Athaliah and victory over Baal. And once again, a son of David was seated on the throne in Jerusalem. What an amazing story this is, and it is so full of interest. 2 Kings chapter 11, verses 1 through 20 is the text. But in just a moment, we're going to be reading the devotional reading for this Sunday school lesson, which is the 46th Psalm. Now, while you're turning to the 46th Psalm, I'll remind you that the Warren County Radio Bible School is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff. Our meeting house is located between McMinnville and Biola at the foot of Ben Lomond, just across from Mount Zion Road. We have Sunday Bible study at 9 a.m., followed by worship at 10 a.m., Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m., and Wednesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m. All are welcome to all of our assemblies. I am Bill Boyd, the preacher at Rock Cliff, and the superintendent of this radio Bible school. And as we study this lesson of Jehoiada's victory over Baal, we'll be referencing Elam's notes that he made for the Sunday schools of May 11th, 1924. And in those Sunday school notes, Elam selected this as the golden text for this Sunday school lesson. Ephesians chapter 6 and verse 10. Be strong in the Lord and in the strength of his might. And the devotional reading is the 46th Psalm. Now, this 46th Psalm has an inscription, and the inscription reads, "For the chief musician, a psalm of the sons of Korah, sent to Almamoth, a song." And here we have Psalm 46, beginning in verse 1. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore we will not fear, though the earth do change, and though the mountains be shaken into the heart of the seas, though the waters thereof roar and be troubled, though the mountains tremble with the swelling thereof, Selah. There is a river, the streams whereof make glad the city of God, the holy place of the tabernacles of the Most High. God is in the midst of her. She shall not be moved. God will help her, and that right early. The nations raged. The kingdoms were moved. He uttered his voice. The earth melted. Jehovah of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge, Selah. Come, behold the works of Jehovah, what desolations he hath made in the earth. He maketh wars to cease unto the ends of the earth. He breaketh the bow, and cutteth the spear in sunder. He burneth the chariots in the fire. Be still, and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. Jehovah of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge, Selah. What a beautiful psalm as the devotional reading for this lesson. Now let's turn to Elam's notes. And in the introduction, we read this about the kingdom of Israel. The marriage of Joram, the son of Jehoshaphat, king of Judah, to Athaliah, the daughter of Ahab and Jezebel, connects this lesson with the kingdom of Israel. We have studied the history of the kingdom of Israel from its establishment under Jeroboam, the son of Nebat, to its final destruction under King Hosea. Jeroboam reigned 22 years. Nadab, his son, 2 years. Baasha, the beginning of the second dynasty, 24 years. Elah, Baasha's son, 2 years. Zimri, captain of half of Elah's chariots, who killed Elah, 7 days. Omri, the beginning of the third dynasty, 12 years. Ahab, Omri's son, 22 years. Ahaziah, Ahab's son, 2 years. Jehoram, Ahab's son, 12 years. Ahab formed an alliance with the king of the Sidonians by marrying his daughter Jezebel, adding transgression to his sin. We read in 1 Kings chapter 16, verses 30 through 33, "And Ahab the son of Omri did that which was evil in the sight of Jehovah, above all that were before him. And it came to pass, as if it had been a light thing for him to walk in the sins of Jeroboam the son of Nebat, that he took to wife Jezebel, the daughter of Ethbaal, king of the Sidonians, and went and served Baal, and worshipped him. And he reared up an altar for Baal in the house of Baal, which he built in Samaria. And Ahab made the Asherah. And Ahab did yet more to provoke Jehovah the God of Israel to anger than all the kings of Israel that were before him." Now, in leading up to this lesson, we read about Ahab, Jezebel, and a man named Jehu. You see, Jezebel, she was a brilliant, ambitious, unscrupulous, heathen, wicked woman. She introduced into Israel the worship of Baal, for which a temple was erected in Samaria, whence it spread through the kingdom of Judah. She persecuted and destroyed God's prophets, and encouraged the sustain of the prophets of Baal and Asherah. We have learned of this abominable, wicked, licentious worship. During Ahab's reign, Elijah appeared, denouncing such idolatry and wickedness, teaching and correcting the people. After him, Elisha came, taking up the work and continuing it for more than 50 years. From Ahab and Jezebel and their descendants to the third generation, and from Elijah and Elisha went forth two most powerful, contrary, and conflicting influences, resulting finally in the overruling wisdom of God and the extermination of the entire family of Ahab. This was done by the fiery Jehu, son of Nimshi, whom God directed Elijah to appoint as king of Israel. Jehu killed Jeroboam, king of Israel, Ahaziah, king of Judah, and had Jezebel pitched out of a window alive to be run over by the horses and chariots. He treacherously put to death all the prophets of Baal, destroyed the images and altars, and converted the temple into a public necessary. Yet with all his zeal, Jehu did not walk in the law of Jehovah, and departed not from the sins of Jeroboam, wherewith he made Israel to sin. He was negative in his zeal, tearing down Baal worship, but not positive in building up the worship of God. Better men than Jehu make the same mistake today. An account of all this is given in 2 Kings chapters 9 and 10. Jehu was the beginning of the fourth dynasty in northern Israel, and he reigned 28 years over Israel. Jehu's family occupied the throne through the fourth generation, closing with the reign of Jeroboam II, a period of and 2 years. Now let's talk about the kingdom of Judah. Returning to the kingdom of Judah, Rehoboam, the son of Solomon, reigned 17 years. Abijah, Rehoboam's son, 3 years. Asa, Abijah's son, 41 years. And then Jehoshaphat, 25 years. And this reaches the present lesson. And here we read about Jehoram and Athaliah. This lesson shows the power of influence. In this case, the wonderfully bad influence of Jezebel. Jehoshaphat joined affinity with Ahab, 2 Chronicles 18:1, and his son Jehoram, or also known as Joram, married Athaliah, the daughter of Ahab and Jezebel. We read in 2 Kings chapter 8, verses 18 and 19, that he walked in the way of the kings of Israel, as did the house of Ahab, for he had the daughter of Ahab to wife. And he did that which was evil in the sight of Jehovah. Howbeit Jehovah would not destroy Judah for David's servant's sake. And he promised to give unto him a lamp for his children always. We read in 2 Chronicles chapter 21, verses 5 through 7. Jehoram was 32 years old when he began to reign. And he reigned 8 years in Jerusalem. And he walked in the way of the kings of Israel, as did the house of Ahab. For he had the daughter of Ahab to wife, and he did that which was evil in the sight of Jehovah. Howbeit Jehovah would not destroy the house of David because of the covenant he had made with David, and as he promised, to give a lamp to him and his children always. And in 2 Chronicles chapter 22 and verse 2, we read, 42 years old was Ahaziah when he began to reign, and he reigned 1 year in Jerusalem, and his mother's name was Athaliah, the daughter of Omri. Jezebel is a fascinatingly wicked character in the Old Testament. She was the daughter of a king, the wife of a king, the mother of a king, the mother-in-law of a king, the grandmother of a king, and the great-grandmother of a king. Who were all these kings? Jehoram was weak and wicked. Athaliah was ambitious and idolatrous like her mother. This proved a disastrous union to Judah, for the weak king was wholly under the influence of his wicked wife. Baal worship was established in Jerusalem and through the country. In 2 Chronicles chapter 21, verses 11 through 15, we read, Moreover, he made high places in the mountains of Judah, and made the inhabitants of Jerusalem to play the harlot, and led Judah astray. And there came a writing unto him from Elijah the prophet, saying, Thus saith Jehovah the God of David thy father, Because thou hast not walked in the ways of Jehoshaphat thy father, nor in the ways of Asa king of Judah, but hast walked in the way of the king of Israel, and made Judah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem to play the harlot like the house of Ahab did, and hast also slain of thy brethren of the father's house who were better than thyself. Behold, Jehovah will smite with a great plague the people, and thy children, and thy wives, and thy substance, and thou shalt have great sickness by disease of thy bowels, until thy bowels fall out by reason of the sickness day by day. In those days there was a temple of Baal in Jerusalem, which Jehoiada the priest would later destroy in the reign of Joash, 2 Kings 11:18. And all the people of the land went to the house of Baal and break it down. His altars and his images break they in pieces thoroughly. They slew Matan, the priest of Baal, before the altars, and the priest appointed officers in the house of Jehovah.